Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Week 11, tomorrow night. I mean, this season is absolutely flying by. And anytime we get a chance to speak with a good player from a good team, we certainly pounce on it, especially when that someone has been a part of the Tiki and Tierney family for a while. We've had him on a bunch. Kyle Rudolph, tight end for the Vikings. Of course, Minnesota coming off a big win on Sunday against Dallas. They get ready for the Broncos on this week, Sunday, coming up on CBS. And Kyle is back here on the show. Kyle, no Tiki today, but how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny because I don't know if you guys process it this way. Matter of fact, I know you don't because Tiki has said this. But from my point of view, somebody who didn't play in the NFL, I look at the standings and I say to myself, before the Dallas game, all right, let's see. The Vikings here. All right, Seattle's got a lot of wins. The Niners have a lot of wins. The NFC East probably a one-bid division. Like, do you actually look at the standings and say, here's where we are, here's what we need to do, or is it the old boring mantra, one game at a time?
Well, I mean, you definitely have to approach it one game at a time, but at the same time, you look across the NFC and you see so many teams that are going to make a push in December and so many teams that are right there with one, two, three losses. So, you know, we know we don't have any mess around and, you know, games like last week on the road in Dallas against a playoff contender are huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it almost counts as two when you're playing against NFC playoff contending teams. Gets us a win and also them a loss. So, you know, down the stretch, we've got a couple big games against NFC playoff picture opponents. And, you know, you can't look ahead to those, you know, because it does always go back to that, you know, boring old one week at a time. You know, if you don't approach each and every week, you know, look at the Saints last week. You know, you play a team that's 1-7, you're 7-1.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter in this league. If you don't bring your best each and every week, you know, there's so much parity across the league that, you know, you could stub your toe against a team that you probably shouldn't lose to.
That's true. 9 years already with Minnesota. I'd probably be remiss if I didn't. I probably should have started with this. I thought there was a short chance. I thought we all thought this for a while that maybe Kyle Rudolph's days with the Vikings were coming to an end. There was a lot of noise that, you know, we didn't know if that contract was going to get done. What was that as close or as in peril as it seemed before you actually re-signed and went back to the Vikes?
Yeah, I mean, whenever, you know, there's no guaranteed money left in the contract, there's always some uncertainty. But with that being said, you know, I never thought I would play anywhere else this year. You know, throughout the whole offseason, throughout the whole process, my main goal was to stay here in Minnesota, and I knew our team's main goal was to keep me here. So having both of those things in mind, it allowed me to just come to work every day all offseason, you know, really try to dive into this new offense and learn it as quick as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew my representatives and the team both had a common goal, and that was making sure that I stayed with this organization.
Yeah, and it just says how highly the Vikings view you, obviously, as a player and as a person and somebody in the community. And, you know, and I was going to do a college basketball this past Saturday, so I was in the car, and I had a chance to listen. I mean, I'd say a good 55-60% of the Minnesota Penn State game. I mean, right now, the state of Minnesota, not to mention the Twins had 100 wins. I mean, I know Timberwolves are flashing as well, but right now, like, the sports scene in Minnesota, Kyle, is pretty awesome. I mean, the Gophers, this is not a yearly occurrence. What is the city like right now?
It's been awesome to watch the Gophers go out and start the season undefeated, 9-0 for the first time since 1904. And
look at this guy dropping stats. Look at you. I love it. Keep going.
It's awesome. And, you know, we've all kind of embraced Coach Fleck and his culture, and it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, all of the work that we do with the Children's Hospital is through the University of Minnesota. So, you know, the football team is an organization that spends a lot of time, and they visit our space at the end zone. And they've really adopted that mentality of giving back to this community as well. So it's been a ton of fun. And, you know, I joke with PJ all the time that, you know, they've adopted me as one of them. So it's kind of, they're like my second college football team behind the Irish.
Yeah, well, this year they might have to be your first college football team because the Irish aren't going to make any noise, huh?
Right? Yeah, you know, I can't leave my Irish, though. You know, but tough loss at Michigan a couple weeks ago kind of eliminated us from the playoff picture. But, hopefully finish strong at 10-2 and, you know, get into a New Year's Bowl and then win that and finish the year on a high note.
Of course. It's Kyle Rudolph, a longtime tight end for the Vikings, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, so you guys are 7-3, and, you know, from the top of the mountain, the snapshot looks very good. 7-3, as I said. You just beat Dallas. You guys are humming. You're top 10 offense, top 10 defense. But let's go back to the first month here, because this was a big topic on our show. We were a little worried about your quarterback. I mean, first of all, he threw for, and I know this was the way it was set up in week one. You guys ran the ball down their throat. I get that. But it's very rare when a starting quarterback throws for fewer than 100 yards, which he did. Granted, you guys won. You start 2-2. The offense is a mess. Stephon Diggs is complaining. Thielen's complaining. And your quarterback is apologizing. Like, I got to be honest, Kyle. I was worried about the fragility of your locker room. Are you surprised how quickly it turned around once Kirk Cousins said what he said?
Well, that's just, you know, that's the nature of competitive guys. When you're 2-2, if we didn't have anybody frustrated, that would probably be a bad sign for the rest of our season and for our team, to be quite honest. You know, at 2-2, nobody in this locker room was happy with where we were. You know, obviously the way things played out the first couple weeks of the year, you know, we threw the ball 10 times in week one. I think the last time I played the game was 10 pass attempts. I was in middle school.
I'm sure.
You know, it was just an unusual game. And, you know, when you're 2-2, guys are going to be way more frustrated than, say, you're 4-0. If we would have been 4-0 and we won those two games on the road in the division, you know, you wouldn't hear a word from Adam. You wouldn't hear a word from Stephon. But we got competitive guys in this locker room, and they just want to win football games. And, you know, that competitiveness, that frustration is what has moved us to, you know, now 7-3 after starting 2-2.
Okay, let me go back. I want to get a little nuanced here, because this was important, and Tiki said this. I certainly said it as well, but being from a former player, it comes a different way. I was worried, because, you know, the locker room can be an unforgiving place, and any sign of weakness is going to get exploited. And we both like Kirk. We've had him on the show a couple times. Great person. We know that. Great person. One of the best people in the NFL. Great man. But we were worried. We're like, man, it was so almost unprecedented to apologize like that way. We thought incorrectly now, but then we thought, Kyle, I don't know, maybe some of his teammates are thinking he's weak. Was there any concern about that when it first went down?
No, you know, we all know the type of person that Kirk is and the player that he is as well. And I think that was, you know, probably one of the things I was most excited for about, you know, fast forward to this past week, going down to Dallas and getting a win, just because, you know, all the outside noise about Kirk and not being able to win big games on the road against playoff contenders is put to rest. And, you know, we had to go down there, and it's not just on one player. You know, there's 11 guys out there on offense that have to do their job so we can all be successful. And, you know, that's the nature of this league. The media, all the attention goes to these franchise quarterbacks. And but with that being said, a quarterback can't go out there by himself and win and lose games.
True.
There's 10 other guys on the field that have to go out and make plays, and we got to put him in situations to be successful. And I think this past week was a huge stepping stone for our team, because we're going to have to win in that kind of atmosphere down the stretch to get to where we want to be.
How's Thielen? Obviously, you're not going to give away state secrets here. Is he coming along? Does he have a chance to play this weekend?
Yeah, he's doing well. You know how those hamstrings are, and oftentimes when you're a guy that works extremely hard and it's really, really important to you, you try to get back as quick as possible, and you know, that's Adam. And at times you gotta kind of tell him to pump the brakes a little bit. You know, hamstrings are finicky, and it's not something that we want him dealing with for the rest of the year. So, you know, I look forward to getting Adam back as soon as possible, but getting him back when he's completely healthy and completely right.
Yeah. So we're talking to Kyle Rudolph, two-time Pro Bowler, 9 years with the Vikings, Notre Dame grad, just one of the good guys in the NFL. He's been with us for many years. He's always been hopping here. He's been hopping on Tiki and Tierney, which we appreciate. Let's face it. Teague and I sit here every summer before the start of the season, and we assess divisions, what we expect to happen, and our assessment of the Vikings was both favorable from both of us. I'm not just saying that. We truly thought you guys would be good. But I'm curious, like, when you look, because every season is just so wildly different, and the NFL is so wildly unpredictable. What has surprised you about the NFC North so far? Anything jump out?
Well, I think when you look at our division, back in the summer and in the preseason, you look at a division that's going to be tough from top to bottom. And Green Bay adds a couple really talented pass rushers, obviously a new coach, new system. The Bears come in, and they have one of the best defenses in football, and the quarterback is coming off a good year. You know, I know he's been banged up and hurt there for a little bit, but you move over to Detroit, and you got a defensive-minded head coach and a team that's playing better football on defense, and in my opinion, one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Matthew Stafford. He's just a guy that seems to go out there and sling it around week in and week out. And when you look at our division from top to bottom, you know, I know the NFC West is tough, but I would put our division up against anybody in terms of, you know, 1 through 4 lining up each and every week. And, you know, for us, we knew we were going to have a battle this year, and we got to go out there and try to make the most of our 6 division games. And, you know, back to your question, something that surprised me, you know, I think we anticipated our division being tough, but then now having played every team in our division, just actually how tough they are.
The NFC North is phenomenal. Listen, you can make a case, as I have on the radio, that the NFC West is marginally better than the NFC North right now, but there's others who can make a case and say the NFC North is better than the NFC West. But I don't think you can argue that those are the two best divisions in football. You guys are top to bottom. Even teams that are scuffling, as you said, Detroit, Stafford's terrific, and they're, you know, Patricia seems to be a pretty good coach. Kyle, let me ask you this. I know you saw the news about Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick is going to have a workout with the NFL on Saturday. It seems relatively unprecedented where the league sent this memo out to the teams to gauge interest, and Colin only had 2 hours to determine if he was going to show up and do it, which, as we know, he is. We know the locker room is not just about football. It's about politics. It's about family. It's about everything. And Kaepernick has been one of these stories for the last couple of years. Anybody talking about this today inside the locker room?
Not really. You know, we're coming off a big win, and for us, you know, that's no disrespect to Colin and everything that he's got going on, but we're coming off a big emotional win in Dallas, and, you know, we have a very good defense coming here this Sunday in the Denver Broncos, and that's our focus. You know, we got to give 100% this week and make sure that we don't leave anything left in the tank as we go into the bye week next week.
I totally get it. Just wanted to run that by you. Hey, listen, Kyle, always a pleasure. Have a healthy week. Have a good Sunday. That's on CBS, so we'll get a chance to watch the Vikings on CBS, which is good for us. And I'm sure we'll get you on right before the playoffs, okay?
Yeah, sounds good, Tony. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
You got it, man. There he is, Kyle Rudolph of the Vikings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.